All right, we're going to move on now to Tennessee, where search and rescue teams say they have found the last missing victim of last weekend's flash floods. 17 inches of rain fell Saturday morning on Humphreys County, west of Nashville. The water tossed cars and washed away entire homes. Local officials say 20 people died. Patrick Sheehan helped direct the rescue effort. He's head of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. Patrick, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for being here. I know it's a very difficult time for you. Could you tell me what you saw yesterday when you toured this region? How widespread is the damage?
The width of the damage isn't that wide, but it is long. So all along Trace Creek, for several hundred meters on either side of the banks, you can just see how quickly the water came up and how much damage it did really across most of the city of Waverly, especially.
Well, many of us have seen the pictures. What's it like to be up close in person, witness it yourself?
Yeah, the pictures and the videos, whether from the ground or from the air, really, they don't even kind of capture just the devastation that's been wrought. Homes knocked off of foundations, homes literally obliterated, insult to injury. Some homes had damaged gas lines that then subsequently burned down, were inaccessible to firefighters and public safety forces. People drowned in their homes, the place that they're supposed to be safe there, and people swept away by floodwaters. Seeing it is very different than the pictures or even videos.
They're very small towns. Just over 4,000 people, I think, live in Waverly. Have you had a moment yet to even reflect on the magnitude of this disaster for the communities themselves?
So the initial assessments, right, we looked at like 700 structures that were with significant damage, 300 with what we would consider major destroyed kinds of damage. And a lot of this is, lower income housing. It's the housing that's affordable in that area. And we just know that the survivors in the city of Waverly, in Humphreys County especially, they have a long road that we're going to walk together as they recover.
Well, as you said, the flooding took out homes. It also destroyed roads, cell phone towers, sewage systems. So what are the priorities now that the search for the missing is over?
So one of the first things is just making sure that we start getting social services stood up to take care of these survivors. Obviously, we're working concurrently to make sure that the water and sewer systems get stabilized. The federal government acted with the fastest speed I've ever seen to approve a major disaster declaration. But in the meantime, we're providing potable water. We're helping vector in resources, donated resources, and to those survivors into that area.
How long do you expect people will be without some of those major utilities, power, water, that sort of thing?
Some small number will be without for quite some time, right? And some of that will be dependent on how they choose to redevelop their community there and what homes will be reoccupied in the area. Certainly, there'll be some complications going on for several weeks.
At one point in Humphreys County, 17 inches of rain fell in a 24-hour period, which is almost impossible to imagine. Had your agency ever planned for something like that?
We have. It's not unheard of for us to have really heavy rainfall in Tennessee. And so we've been practicing for some flash flooding. We've been working on building a new capability, a helicopter aquatic rescue team capability. We had an exercise 2 weeks before this, a pretty large, complex, widespread exercise. The Tennessee National Guard, federal partners, local partners across Tennessee. But part of what we exercised was a flooding scenario, and we were trying to validate nighttime helicopter flying capability to do aquatic rescues. And, I had the opportunity to go and observe firsthand, actually get plucked out of the water and observe the team. And so timely, and I'm grateful for the Adjutant General Jeff Holmes for really prioritizing this kind of domestic support and the great partnerships that we have across Tennessee with swiftwater teams and those agencies that are willing to partner using their own funds, their own time to kind of build these capabilities that will help Tennessee be more prepared.
Well, you may have to use that team more often in the future, unfortunately. Scientists have warned that this kind of flooding will happen in places like Tennessee as a result of climate change. And the FEMA administrator that you toured with yesterday did blame this flood on global warming. Are you making preparations for the future if and when this happens again?
Peter, the way I look at it, if something can happen, it will happen. And if something has happened before, it will happen again. We'll continue to work with communities to do longer term things to reduce their exposure to these natural hazards, to reduce the potential for having these catastrophic disasters. That's a long time horizon. It's decades long, but we'll be working with them, and we'll continue to build the capabilities to respond and to increase our preparedness as well. So on the one hand, we'll take those long-term actions, sustained actions. And on the other hand, we're going to continue to do those things that help us to respond when bad things do happen.
Patrick Sheehan is director of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. And Patrick, before I let you go, I just can't help but hear the sound of your voice. You sound tired. I can understand. How are you doing? When can you get some sleep?
I'll get some sleep this weekend, I think. You know, and I've not been going as hard as the rescuers there in the city of Waverly. My teammates from TEMA, who've been there in all four of these counties, firefighters, Swiftwater rescue teams, rescue squad members, all who have been there, they're the ones that are more tired. The folks that work with me in the State Emergency Operations Center, they've been working just as many hours as I have, and we'll get rest when they can rest.
Patrick, thanks for your time.
Thank you.